下面呢，我想提请，各位尊敬的这个发言的代表，能够尽量减慢发言的速度，有利于以便于呢同传能够把你们发表的意见准确的翻译出来。下面的就请缅甸农业和灌溉部长哈特沃的发言。
Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Myanmar delegation and on my own behalf, may I extend my warmest congratulations to the esteemed Chair Basen on being unanimously elected to preside over this August Assembly. Today, technological advances have provided the means to supply the world not only with safe food, but better food. All the same,The need to produce enough food to feed an ever-growing population also escalates with every passing day. Agriculture development programs and economic stimulus packages for the most vulnerable rural poor in the developing countries need to be urgently, efficiently implemented. The situation of agriculture commodity trade in recent year is also not very encouraging. Both developed and developing countries should continue to establish food and agriculture trade policies conducive to fostering world food security. There is an urgent need to reach a rule-based international trading system that is fair and equitable to promote agriculture production and productivity. Excellencies and distinguished delegates, during the past 12 years,After the World Food Summit, Myanmar has managed to increase the volume of food and export of agriculture and fishery commodities, raising the real income of the farming communities. During the period, land utilization and irrigation made tangible advances. Particularly, government's investment in irrigation facilities during the first two decades has paid off by enabling farmers to engage in multiple cropping despite the occurrence of unfavorable conditions caused by climate change. Since 1988, 227 irrigation dams and 322 pump irrigation stations covering an effect area of 1.37 million hectares were established almost entirely with the country's available financial and technical resources. The irrigation ratiohas increased from 12.6% to 70% and achieving cropping intensity 171.1%. The production and yield of cereals, pulses, and other cash crops also progressed appreciably. During the last 12 years period, the total annual average area of about 70.2 million hectares were cultivated by 5.05 million farm families, and of which 35% is farmed under paddy. The area under paddy increased by about 2.22 million hectares, and with production reaching to 32.6 million metric tons in 2008-2009, an increase of over 14.9 million metric tons. Similarly,performances of the livestock and fishery sectors during this period were highly contributory in meeting domestic demand and export. In particular, fisheries production from marine and aquaculture increased sustainably, reaching in 157.6 million metric tons with the rapid growth of private sector investment.The government of Myanmar has invested in rural infrastructure and sustainable forestry and fish resource management. At the same time, farming techniques such as conservation agriculture, water harvesting, and use of groundwater are promoted to suit the condition arising from climate change. Excellencies and distinguished delegates, we fully support renewing and strengthening the Committee on World Food Security as a governance of world food security and establishment of high-level panel of experts in the framework of Renew CFS. But these must be built upon existing mechanism and avoid creation of new structure. We all are here today not just to draw attention to the seriousness of the challenges that we are facing in eliminating food insecurity. We are also here to reaffirm our collective commitment to achieve the objectives and action plans of previous summits on food security. Our pledge this time to eradicate hunger from the face of the earth by 2025 will only be achieved by taking decisive action and making concerted effort now. Myanmar remains committed to have secure, sufficient, safe and nutritious food supplies for a growing population so that all people in the country and in the world can enjoy the right to food, which is the most fundamental of all human rights. Thank you.